This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. A recession of historical proportions. That is what European Union leaders are predicting for the 27-nation bloc this year as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Wednesday, the EU released its first economic projection, saying the economy is expected to shrink by 7.5% this year before rebounding by about 6% in 2021. The EU Economy Commission said at a news conference in Brussels, Italy and Spain, two of the hardest hit European countries, will be among the economies that will suffer the most. The coronavirus outbreak has hurt nearly all economic sectors, consumer spending and investment, triggering a sharp spike in the unemployment rate. U.S. President Donald Trump reversed course on Wednesday, saying his coronavirus task force will stay indefinitely. The president and Vice President Mike Pence said the day prior the task force would wind down within a month and its responsibilities would be turned over to the two federal agencies. President Trump has since tweeted the task force will eventually shift its focus to safely reopening the country and a vaccine. Some had voiced opposition to ending the task force, especially as COVID-19 cases in the U.S. continue to rise. Tuesday, President Trump also declared it's time to reopen the U.S. economy, even if it means more people will fall victim to the coronavirus. Public health officials are cautioning that premature openings of businesses and relaxing social distancing measures could cause a spike in infections, even in communities that have so far been relatively free of the coronavirus. We have this full story for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.